Admit it.
Toucher.
It turns you on.
And Rich.
Every mother's dream.
Toucher and Rich.
I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Scientology is a religion that contains tools and methods to assist you in finding your own answers to life's questions.
The TB12 method is more than a new way to think. It's better living.
Let me ask you this.
Ask yourself,
who are you?
What if a month from today you felt better doing everything you love to do?
Your body is something that you have. Your body is something you use.
To ensure your body is working for you day and night, use TB12 functional apparel and sleepwear.
So if you're not your body,
ask yourself,
what are you? Your mind? Well, first, what is the mind?
Our brains are our control centers.
Your mind is something you use to figure things out.
Practice plasticity-based brain exercises to keep your brain in optimal condition.
In Scientology, we use the word thetan.
At TB12, we use the word supplement.
The term thetan is taken from the Greek letter theta, which has long served as a symbol for thought or spirit.
Try to avoid self-inflammation, whether it's in your mind, body, or spirit.
You have a body, you have a mind, you are a thetan.
The answer is in your hands.
Scientology offers tools you can use to increase your abilities and reach your full potential in life.
I practice and live the TB12 method in my job and in my life.
For the subject of Scientology is you.
I wish you the best of luck on your journey as you become the very best version of yourself.
There's a warrior spirit about me.
Heading inside the Sports Hub, we are Toucher and Rich. That is creepy. Inflammation of your brain?
Yeah, it is too easy to just tie the two, the TB12 lifestyle and Scientology together.
So if I do crossword puzzles, my brain will stay uninflamed?
It's brain plasticity, Fred. Plasticity's everywhere.
Brain plasticity. All I know is that the mind games they used to have advertisements for, they can't advertise for anymore because it's been proven they don't do anything.
Well, those people didn't have a warrior mentality then.
Well, you have to have a warrior mentality. And by the way, if anyone else, any other athlete in any place said that, the entire town, there would be t-shirts of the guy in the clown nose and everyone would be running around into each other and being silly gooses. All right. But as ridiculous as Brady can be, and you know, feel free, I'm not on Twitter, but feel free to attack us on Twitter for daring to poke fun at the person who means more to you than anyone else in your life, some of you people, which scares me to respond to you because I'm afraid that could put you into a situation where you're going postal.
Well, I just think as adults, it's we're able to separate the player from just the weirdo that he is in his personal life. If you can't do that and you can't split the two.
No, if you're an adult and the very idea of someone poking fun at Brady sends you into a spiral of just this incredibly vulgar, obscene, manic state, then you know what? I would never communicate with them because if you do, then Lord knows what's on your hands at that point. I mean, these are people that are not well. But regardless, we're looking for people that are not well in a different way.
No, what is the TB12 method? Like, what is that? What is the whole philosophy when you take a look at the diet and the mental attitude you're supposed to have? What have we learned from it?
It's to be the best that you can possibly be.
Right.
It is to live a lifestyle that allows you to achieve
anything that could possibly be a waste that enters your body. You eradicate it. He said, he doesn't like drinking anything white, like dairy. He's not a fan of the sugars.
No tomatoes.
He's got the avocado ice cream. I mean, literally everything that goes into his body goes in there for a reason. On top of that, he takes care of his muscles far beyond just hitting the gym. I mean, he's got the whole pliability stretch exercises happening.
He wears the wetsuits to bed and everything else that he does.
Yeah, he does do that. It's like a body glove that he sleeps in.
Yes.
In his, you know, Willy Wonka-esque chamber that he hides at the upper wing of his castle. So, but then you also have the mental attitude part of it, where you read that apparently he does not like to be around negativity, likes to remain positive, and you do all these brain games to keep your brain moving at a right speed. It's essentially the key to being the pinnacle of health in every aspect of your well-being. So what are we looking for, Fred, for our AFC Championship tickets?
We're looking for people that are worse.
The opposite of that.
Yeah, worse than Tom Brady.
Right. If you are the opposite of everything that that TB12 lifestyle indicates, that's what we're looking for. And we want to find the person who most represents the opposite of the TB12 thing. So we are doing a contest, and what is it called, Fred?
Apparently it's called Worse Than Brady. Right.
So this is going to be, there's going to be a easy way that you can just get past the screening process, because we are going to end up picking our four favorite people who submit. And on Friday, we'll ultimately crown a winner of who in the city of Boston, or at least in our listening audience, will be the worst, the opposite of everything the Tom Brady lifestyle represents.
If you're a smoker, a drinker, you don't really care what goes into your body. Mm-hmm. All right, here's what we're looking for. A video that is 30 seconds or less. Anything over 30 seconds will be discarded. Rich had a good one that was sent to him where you can tell if it's fake or not. And the guy, it was not fake, the guy opened up his pantry, and there were about 14 pizza boxes just sitting there. And he was just
stacked.
Stacked there.
It's like people would stack beer cans when they were younger.
All right, so here's how you do it. You tag your video with hashtag Worse Than Brady Contest and tag at 98.5 The Sports Hub on Twitter. Again, hashtag Worse Than Brady Contest and then tag at 98.5 The Sports Hub on Twitter. And you have between now and 8 o'clock tonight to get your entries in, because Rich and I have to be able to watch them and pick our finalist, which we'll do. And then you have to be able to come in at 7:30 on Friday morning. So again, get on Twitter with your 30-second or less video, hashtag worse than Brady Contest, and tag at 98.5 The Sports Hub. And now the four finalists that come in will undergo a physical. We're going to ask you to do push-ups, body mass index, blood pressure, which sadly are all things that I have in my home to test. Weight, and then I really want to do lung strength. I think that would be a big thing. When you blow into one of those things with the balls in it, how long you can maintain that.
Sure, like the right stuff. You know, right. They test the astronauts.
Because there can be a guy that comes in here like at $120, but, you know, he's smoking 8 packs of Pall Malls a day, and then he's going to have no breath.
Right. What's the dude? You get the dude.
You get the dude in here.
Yeah, and once again, it's not a situation where if, you know, you weigh more or weigh less. I mean, everyone knows if you've got the anti-Tom Brady lifestyle, you could be a one or a zero. You can really go one way or the other.
Yeah.
On top of that, we are going to ask you a bunch of lifestyle questions, kind of get to know just how deep the anti-Tom Brady lifestyle goes that you have. Just the pure neglect that you give your body.
It's basically someone who's enjoying their life by not caring.
Right.
What they put into it. The winner will receive a pair of tickets to Sunday's championship game. You have to be 21 or older. So again, 30-second or less video on Twitter, hashtag Worse Than Brady Contest, and tag at 98.5 The Sports Hub. Rich will put all this information.
I've already retweeted it. Yep.
Okay, he will put it. It's all up there if you follow Rich on Twitter at Toucher and Rich. So let's get into this. Let's get some people in.
If you have the opposite of a warrior mentality, then we need that.
No, you're just enjoying your life. You're enjoying your life, and you're not particularly concerned with the consequences of it. That's all. We're not looking for people that are just absolutely miserable. We're looking for people that are like, you know what? Screw Brady. I'm doing it my own way. I don't need to, you know, deny myself all these things that I enjoy. So there you go. That's what we're looking for. We have someone here who says they're ripped. Andrew, go ahead.
How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
I think you're discriminating a little bit. I am the total opposite of Tom, TB12. I'm on Adderall, Xanax, gabapentin, Lexapro, and the Jose Canseco method. I'm 50. I eat what I want, and I'm shredded. Unbelievable. If you can find somebody my age or that's in better shape than me, then I will donate mine to any of your causes. I am the total opposite of TB12, and I love my life, and I get any girl I want, and I eat what I want, and I'm shredded. And
well, you sound like a prick.
Do what I want, where I want.
Must be great at parties.
I get laid when I want.
And like, wow, you take Lexapro. Wow. You take an antidepressant. That's Pretty crazy.
I live by my own rules.
Listen,
I got the ladies lining up, and I don't follow nobody.
I just like I take Lexapro. Wow. That's a, for those of you who don't know, Lexapro is an antidepressant. Like, it's not like you're crushing up Lexapros and snorting them and going, like, I'm the man. Yeah, if you're jacked, I suppose that wouldn't be what we're looking for.
That's the guy I want to hang out with right there.
It just sounds like you snort Adderall and take Xanax. But, yeah, that's what we're looking for. And Rich has the information up. We'll announce this a couple times today.
Yeah, if you need to find out more information, once again, you can either go to our Twitter page at Toucher and Rich, our Facebook, or 985thesportshub.com.
Yeah, all that information is up there. We look forward to giving you guys a pair of tickets this Friday. Here is the CBS Sports Minute with Boomer, brought to you by Plymouth Rock Assurance. Boomer says Marcus Williams and Ernest Biner now have a lot in common.
Do you like talking now?
Toucher and Rich.
Open your mouth wide.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Isaiah, this was your night. Come February 11th, you might have to wait till next year. Listen, on February 11th, the night I get my jersey retirement, I'm not sure I want to look up at the Jumbotron to see Isaiah highlights. I had a chance to watch Kobe's, and throughout the game, the timeouts, it was a lot of tribute videos for him, and I enjoyed to watch that throughout the game. Now, hopefully, you know, the Boston Celtics will do that for me. I'm not sure if I want to see an Isaiah video that night. Your video tribute should be sent to you on Twitter or Instagram. Like, they could have did the Jay Crowder tribute on the gram. Sent it to him directly.
98.5 Sports Hub or Toucher and Rich, 617-779-0985. One of the most ludicrous stories that's been going around is stupid Isaiah Thomas and his dumb video tribute. That should have never happened in the first place, but nonetheless.
All this over like a 2-minute thing that's done during commercial.
Yeah, this is a guy who I understand he has a chip, in his chip on his shoulder. He's very small, and this is what he needs. But this has just become ridiculous.
Well,
it shows you a lot of his personality is that he's infatuated with getting some sort of recognition from the people of Boston when he made a lot of money and people cheered for him here. For 2.5 years.
Well, yesterday, it was pretty funny because there were some ex-teammates of Paul Pierce coming into town because the Pelicans were here. Two of those included Rajon Rondo and Tony Allen. And so before the game, one of the reporters was talking with Tony Allen, and the subject of Isaiah Thomas getting his video played during Paul Pierce's retirement, retirement night, Tony Allen said, "Why would they do that?" He goes, "Yeah, I'm with Pierce, man. He didn't put in more work than Pierce. Anybody disagree? Okay. Paul Pierce put in big work, man. I mean, why would they honor him on that same day?" And then they said that Isaiah Thomas's video would be just a short tribute. And he goes, "Man, make it real short and sweet, man." He said, "Let my man get his jersey retired. Let him embrace that. He put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in this organization, man, and capitalized and had good results. Struggled with the team. I remember losing 19 straight with that guy. Turned back around and won a championship. Talk about Paul Pierce, man. Don't mention his name. The guy's name that don't stand in the same frame. You know what I mean? So big salute to my boy Paul Pierce, big brother, my homie Ubuntu NBA champion." And then afterwards, Rajon Rondo was a little pissed to hear that the Celtics might honor Isaiah Thomas on any night. And he said, "What has he done?" Rondo asked. And
thank you, Rondo. This is what I've been saying the entire time.
And when he was told, someone answered to Rondo that he led the Celtics to the conference finals last year, Rondo remarked, "Oh, that's what we celebrate around here?"
That's right.
So
me and Rondo are on the exact same page.
I thought that was just fantastic.
A gigantic celebration for a guy that was here for 2.5 years and they went to a conference final.
Just, that's what we do? And so yesterday, now this was after the news of the Tony Allen stuff came out. I don't know if Rajon Rondo was before or after the game, but I know that Tony Allen's definitely was before the game. And a lot of news outlets picked it up. Now remember, once again, we had Danny Ainge on before Paul Pierce made those comments, and Danny Ainge said, "Yeah, we're going to make it work. We're just going to throw in a video. I don't think Paul would mind." Then, of course, later on that day, Paul's like, "Yes, I would mind." And then Danny Ainge, of course, when we had him on again, said, "Well, we now have new information and we're not quite sure what we're going to do." So Isaiah Thomas yesterday, realizing that if he ended up having a video played during Paul Pierce's retirement day, his number, he would have gotten half boos from the people there. It would have looked so, so bad.
Even though it's a Celtics crowd, I think it would have been 80% boos.
Oh, yeah.
They would have drowned out any kind of positive reaction.
Sure. So Isaiah Thomas yesterday tweeted, quote, I'd like to thank the Celtics for their gracious offer to play a video tribute on February 11th, celebrating my 3 years in Boston. Two and a half.
Right.
Actually, I put a little asterisk there. But since it appears this has caused some controversy with Paul Pierce's night, I'd like to ask the Celtics instead to focus all of their attention on number 34's career.
Well, that's very kind of you.
Very kind of you.
After you spent 6 months spazzing out about some dumb video that they shouldn't have given you in the first place.
Oh, the Celtics are the hottest girlfriend you've ever had. You just can't get over the breakup, man.
Even know if it's about the Celtics anymore than it's just about him. He just wants to be praised.
He says, I look forward to coming back and playing in Boston on February 11th and see all the great fans whom I always remember for their love and incredible support the past few years, blah, 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 blah.
So loved.
So as far as being Isaiah Thomas is concerned, I mean, you've got all that going on. And then yesterday, you had reports from three different publications, The Atlantic, ESPN, The Athletic, Cleveland.com, and ESPN, all with different unnamed players from the Cavaliers running to them to complain and bitch about what's going on with the team. The basic gist of all three of the stories is that there is a real worry amongst prominent players on this team that, unlike in years past, they don't have the kind of horses it takes to be able to turn this all around playoff time and win a championship. I mean, my God, they're ranked, what, second to last in defense? Mm-hmm. I think they're last over the last couple of weeks. I mean, they've been absolutely atrocious. But the other thing that stood out in these articles is that these guys couldn't wait to throw Isaiah Thomas under the bus. And if you're Isaiah Thomas and you're reading this stuff, it's got to truly piss you off. So this is from the Atlantic article. Once again, all three of them have different players crapping on Isaiah Thomas. So from the Athletic one, it says players on both teams Monday were quietly acknowledging that Kyrie Irving's absence has changed the entire complexion of this rivalry. And at Cleveland.com, he said someone told him, the writer Joe Vardon, quote, the rotations are awful. Isaiah Thomas is so much worse than Kyrie defensively, it's insane. There is not a great feeling anywhere. They need to limp into the All-Star break and get away from each other. So, Isaiah, I mean...
Always a good thing to hear.
I mean, this is great.
The defending Eastern Conference champions, they get the best player on the planet, and no one wants to be with them.
I'll tell you about what LeBron's going to do, is if this becomes a situation where he feels like he can't win, he's taking the foot off the gas completely. He's going to save his energy for the next place he goes to.
Well, some of the players are bitching that they want the front office to use that Brooklyn pick in order to try to get someone to help them out.
If you're
the playoffs.
Cleveland, there's no way in hell you get rid of that pick.
Without any commitment from LeBron
chance.
James.
You have to have something left over when LeBron leaves.
Yeah.
You have to sell the crowd, sell what fans are left after LeBron leaves.
You
to say, okay,
this.
At least we have this top 10 draft pick in a very top-heavy draft that we can use to start over again.
Yeah, you created this, LeBron, so you can't bitch about this pick not being used because they need a commitment from you. And if you're not going to give it, why the hell would they mortgage their future for one run where it looks like you think one guy is going to change the whole dynamic of that team?
No.
So on top of that, Isaiah's been pretty bad as of late. I mean, obviously he's getting his feet back underneath him. But it's Isaiah also won't shut up. Like, he's complaining now publicly, and I think he's done it. There was I forget which one of the three articles that I read all three of them.
Well, in fairness, he's been playing for 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, his whole thing is that the team doesn't practice. And he said, the only way that I'm getting any kind of chemistry with these guys is just by having to play and being thrown out there. And apparently Ty Lue does not find time for these guys to try to get Isaiah Thomas associated where, in all these plays and time off of the actual court when they're playing. I don't know. I mean, it's
sometimes
just,
it has to do with the schedule. Like the Celtics had. Celtics had a big problem.
Hey,
you play every other day.
That's Isaiah complaining.
No, I understand
that. Now, whatever the schedule
that.
Is, you've got a
but
player
no,
who's
he's,
saying we should
what
practice.
I'm saying is he has to understand that. I'm sure at some level he does.
It's another selfish thing. He's saying that we need to practice to get me ingratiated with the team.
It doesn't matter about chemistry and not chemistry. It's a bad defensive team before Isaiah showed up. And you put Isaiah out there 30 or 35 minutes, ask Celtics fans. I mean, putting Isaiah out there for 30 or 35 minutes doesn't make you better defensively. And they need him out there to take the pressure off LeBron on the offensive end. So they're screwed. I mean, they're screwed either way. You take them off the floor, you suffer on the offensive end. You put them on the floor, you suffer at the defensive end.
Yeah, this is from Cleveland.com. So in the meantime, Thomas continues to struggle to shoot as he works his way back from 7 months off. Thomas was 8 of 21 shooting against the Warriors and finished with 19 points. Thomas again mentioned that the Cavs don't practice, an apparent shot at the organization considering the number of times he's mentioned it over the past several days. He's continually cited a lack of practice as the reason he's playing his way into shape. Thomas put up the most shots of any Cavs player on Monday, and his teammates said it is his role to shoot, but at the same time, their patience is being tested as the losses mount and the rhythm they had at both ends of the court when they won 18 of 19 games is gone.
You take a look at Cleveland's schedule. I mean, they're playing pretty much every other day. There are a couple of days in there during this month that are a couple of days break, but next month, it really gets cluttered. I mean, there's every other day. There are a few back-to-backs in there. There isn't going to be a lot of practice time for you, Isaiah. I mean, honest to God, what did you think was going to happen?
I don't know. He's a professional basketball player, and now he's just putting it all on them that he's not playing well. All right, the Jaguars are going to play in the AFC Championship game, and their town is loving it. We'll have some of that stuff for you. Here are the headlines.
It's TNR, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Toucher and Rich.
Hello, Adam Krell here from Downtown Vision to teach you jaguaring. What's jaguaring, you ask? It's a simple movement like T-bowing or planking that shows support of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Okay, so now what I'm going to do is show you the steps on jaguaring. Step one, put your claws up. Step two, move to the side. Step three, down. Jaguaring. Alright, so here we are with Visit Jacksonville, and I'm gonna do it. Okay, so step one, claws up.
Claws up.
To the side.
To the side.
And down. Alright, so here we are today with Mark and Anna from the Big 8 Morning Mess at 95.1 WAPE.
Hi!
I'm going to teach you guys how to jaguar today.
Jaguar! Woo!
We are jaguars! It's a really extensive process.
It is?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Three steps.
Pay attention.
Are you ready? Okay. Step one, put your claws up. Step two, go to the side.
Oh, which side?
It doesn't matter. And then step three, bend your knees. And that's jaguaring.
Oh, that's
ready?
It?
That's it?
Yeah. That's so easy.
Yeah. Okay, ready? And jaguar. Awesome. Love it.
This is the saddest song in all seriousness
Jacksonville, Florida,
that I've ever heard, because it's a bunch of people in their 80s and 90s just singing and going, like, basically die in Jacksonville.
Be forgotten by relatives and neglected by loved ones in Jacksonville.
Like a big pen for everybody.
Where nursing homes won't steal your stuff. Hey, everybody, there's legalized suicide.
My son keeps trying to get himself written into my will in Jacksonville.
So it's a thing that the city put together that is to encourage people to move there. But this is just like old people.
It's like they got just the people working at the Chamber of Commerce, and we have no budget.
Working at the Chamber of Commerce?
By the way, Josh had the opposite of what this song is on the screen. You have these women in bikinis. No, this is not. That's not what's there.
No, they're elderly people. You can go on YouTube and look at it. The library is like things you'll never do.
Taking a zoo?
Yeah, taking a nap at the library. Falling asleep by a fountain. Sending back your sandwich at the deli. Tipping 10%, not including tax. Because that's where they get you.
They are the best. Everything about the Jaguars in Jacksonville is so just like small market.
Yeah.
From we just played that Jaguaring thing. I mean, that was like when the Tebowing thing took off. You remember how huge that was? I mean, right. All over social media, that was when everyone was like, whoa, social media, what is this? And everyone wanted a piece of it. Every organization, ooh, if you're big on social media with the kids.
Yeah.
And so
they still really haven't put their finger on social media.
They have not been able to. But they wanted to start this thing called Jaguaring, where they got a very manly gentleman to go around town and to teach those superstars as the host of the Big 8 Morning Mess radio
show.
And
what's funny is by listening to him, you would never guess that he was a professional dancer.
It's a secret that he has. I mean, after all, everyone knows, you know.
Jaguar.
Yeah, Jaguar is what it's all about.
You know, if you went to high school with the kid, I don't know if this kid's in drama.
Bend your knees.
Okay, all right. Appreciate
it. Well, I mean, let's not be so bold.
Jaguar.
Take me out to dinner.
This is also the same company, at least in the Jacksonville Jaguars themselves, that released probably the worst named fan item of all time, in that being their answer to the terrible towel, which they called the Jag Rag.
Which I, again, should have copyrighted when I was 15.
Yeah, just everything about him small market, except...
We got your Jergens in Jacksonville.
I guess you do.
You don't need a sock when you got a nice towel.
The Big 8 Morning Mess.
And you'll make a Big 8 Morning Mess.
Microwaving a cantaloupe.
Okay,
making a fee-fee.
It's a simple movement like T-Bowing or clanking.
It's
not
microwaving a cantaloupe.
What movie was that in?
It's not in a movie.
Oh, see, I thought it was.
It's something okay. Fred actually knows. Okay.
I've never done it.
Oh. All right.
No, I've always been very simple with that stuff.
I understand.
So, listen, the one thing that is not small market there is the radio. We all know that all the best radio comes from Jacksonville. What market are they anyway? Are they like in the 50s or something?
It's real small.
Okay. So, but whenever there is a sports team that's on the rise... Sometimes the morning DJs, listen, not everyone has a mic behind the mic. Callahan, this was done from one of the radio stations. I think it's 1010 XL.
Oh, an AM station.
I guess so.
Yeah, sounds like that to me.
It would be. So here is their song that they wrote for this year's playoff run with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
It's going to be a Jags day, and Bortles going to be hot today. And a team can't be stopped today, and offense going to score a lot today.
Mr. Winslow, family matters. Here's how you rap. Rappity rap rap.
Right. This is when every sitcom had the episode where one of the guys rapped in it.
Yeah.
This was it.
This is, you know, when they jammed it on the one at Stevie Wonder's place.
Jamming on the one. Jamming on the one.
Yep. The Goodrell, Gordon Goodrell did not work out.
Hands
in the air. Take a deep breath. Jags in the playoffs. Super Bowl's next. Divisional champ. Something to see. See you at the bank in January. Best in the nation, getting rewarded for much aggravation. Been a long time since we played past the season. Thanks, TC. Now we got a reason. 110 games, we crushed the division. Coach of the year, an easy decision. Feeling real good for Puzz and Mercedes. Waiting forever to get this crazy.
It's gonna be a Jags day, and Dante gonna get sacked today. And Jalen running one back today. Tell me Miles Jack today. Hey. Be a Jags day, and all our fans look fly today.
They look fly.
Yeah, this is ripped from the 1982.
Buffalo to town for game number one. Going home loses when the Jags are done.
Hey, you couldn't really find the beat there.
Got a little bit off there.
Yeah, when the Jags are, done.
Yeah, what does this button do?
Jamming on the one.
That's awesome. Jamming on the one. That was when they were introducing the world to sampling.
That's right. Which I think
was that Casio one?
Yeah, the Casio sampler. Every kid wanted that.
We had it. The electric potatoes had that. Yeah, better not worry.
How
about
many
it.
Kids immediately went fart?
But that's all
fart.
You did.
Yeah.
Buffalo to town for game number one. Going home loses when the Jags are done. Defense on the prowl, impose their will. gain a yard in Saxonville. AJ with a pick, Jalen on his island, Calais with a sack, it'll get you smiling. Blake's gonna throw a bunch of TDs. Keelan, Jade on the streaking DD. Line clearing out, run, Leonard, run. This Jag offense finally having fun.
Whoops.
This Jag off. This Jag off, gonna have some fun. And then it puts the whole song into a different perspective. It's going to be a Jag day.
It's going to be a Jag day.
Can't find a friend today.
Put some stuff in the bank today.
Gonna go in the bathroom today. Gonna not even pick up the seat today.
Gonna take a nap today. Forget to turn off my social media today. Tweet out weird links like Wallach did. Yay!
What happened?
What did I do?
Remember that one time you tweeted out those links?
Oh, yes.
Because it was a Jag day.
Yes, right.
Jag day. Gonna try to hook up the VCR today.
Right.
Found a box of stuff in the attic today. It's gonna be a Jag day. Victoria's Secret catalog in the mail today.
This Jag offense finally having fun. We got Jag fever. Oops. Ain't it great? We'll see you at the game in the Gopher State.
It's gonna be a Jag day.
And find some magazines in the woods today.
And a team can't be stopped today. An offense gonna score a lot today. Hey, it's gonna be a Jag day.
Mm-hmm. It is gonna be a Jag day today.
That's going to take over.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, on the forefront of the rap game.
Someone said, is that roach rapping?
It could be.
It might be.
It's going to be a Jag day. Gonna look at Annette Funicello today. Because she was Mickey Mouse lady.
Annette Funicello.
It's going to be a Jag day. Okay. Going to watch Sound of Music today.
What's up there, Mary Poppins today?
That woman could certainly clean a chimney. Now going to empty my chimney today. All right. Well, listen, there's only so many things you can say about that topic. But...
Jimmy.
I found myself watching The Cosby Show last night for a little while. All right. And it was later episodes, which are not good. Malcolm Jamal Warner wearing overalls with very thin straps. The part of it where he was, that was the style at the time for apparently 5 minutes.
Mm.
He was wearing overalls with thin straps.
One strap down, one strap up?
No, he had them both strapped up.
Oh, okay.
His friend, though, was sporting a yellow, almost Steve Harvey-esque blazer, though.
Oh, that was not Adam Sandler?
No, Adam Sandler was earlier episodes when he was on the basketball team.
Okay.
I've talked at length with Adam Sandler one of the two times I've interviewed him. It was almost exclusively about his experience in The Cosby Show. All right, we'll be back. We'll tell you how you can get AFC Championship tickets.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich, and you should be like Jim Louth and cherish every moment of what is happening now with your New England Patriots. Jim Louth, when ultimately we go to Minneapolis for the Super Bowl, which is the first place I'm actually not dreading going to, despite the fact that it's an hour earlier. Because if you think about the places we've gone, Indianapolis, which turned out to be the best one.
Yeah.
Houston. I would say Houston turned out to be the best.
Just ease for all of us to get around. Houston probably was a little bit better.
Indianapolis, we stayed in the... Well, you didn't.
Well, for those of us who stayed 20 minutes away...
You know what? And for those of us who had to work out for a month the expense report because they got charged for the room.
That's
you
true.
Know, hey, like, so, you know...
There was a TGI Fridays you ate dinner at, well, right next door.
That was great because that's all I did.
Yeah.
Like, I just ate at this TGI Fridays or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But we were... Rich and I were in the hotel that was connected to the
convention center.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, that was nice. I mean, really, the
Houston was not bad. I mean, Houston wasn't bad. I just it's six and one half dozen of the other. Indianapolis was Eastern time zone, so I'll give Indianapolis that, and that's how I'll give it the. And everything was within walking distance.
Indianapolis is more surprising. Houston was good. We went to Indianapolis expecting the worst, and we're pleasantly surprised.
Right.
Yes.
And then Phoenix is an ultimate hellhole, which is where Rich and I thought eventually we were going to have to work. It was where we auditioned, and thank the Lord that we didn't get a job there. That place is an effing nightmare.
Other than the weather in February, that was nice. I'm not, I mean, listen.
Yeah, and we got to take advantage of it so much with our wonderful schedule of going on the air at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Didn't we have, after we were on the air, we went back to the hotel, slept for 2 hours, got back in the car, and went back to the convention.
Yeah, was it Phoenix that Boomer Esiason laughed at you?
Yes, because that was Phoenix. Yep.
Yes, because it was 3:45 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I got up, and I looked like hell apparently all the time. I can't tell when I look at myself sometimes why everyone says I'm so incredibly ugly, but suffice it to say you've told me enough that I get it. But it was 3:45 in the morning.
And it was the morning after traveling all day, too.
It was awful.
I just remember you sitting down, and Boomer, I think, beat you to the interview. Like, he was sitting down, ready to do it, because we record it before the show starts, and as he's sitting down, he sees you walk in and just starts laughing.
Yeah, no, he couldn't have beat me to the interview, because I traveled with you guys.
No, you were late.
Were you?
You
came in a different time than we did.
No, I took a car with you. There's no way I could have gotten there
without
you.
The three of us got in the same car every morning.
I specifically remember Fred
He was probably in the bathroom
I drove with you guys every single
always met downstairs in the lobby and took
literally
the car
over I could have gotten there at that time of day without getting a ride from you
maybe you went with John because I think I got there a little bit earlier.
Who cares?
Either way. Okay. It was just funny when he saw you. So you were coming in for what? And he just started laughing, going, oh my God. But you're right. 2 hours behind. And man, the two cities that would have been the best we missed out on, San Francisco, would have been amazing because we could have recorded the show at night and just been able to sleep in and go out and drink. And then New Orleans, of course, is New Orleans. And that is.
Did we miss New Orleans?
Yep. We missed New Orleans. Yep. That was the year that it was the Ravens. Versus the 49ers.
The Patriots lost, and that was Ray Lewis's big hug-me moment with Bisciotti in the locker room afterwards. Next year, Atlanta.
Atlanta's great. I got someone to go out with every night.
Yep.
Yeah, Atlanta, I won't even stay at a hotel.
It's Miami 2 years from now, and then L.A. So those are the next three, I think.
I like
Atlanta,
all of them.
Miami, L.A.
Yeah, the one thing that is very strange, which Fred told me about.
I wouldn't worry about L.A.
I didn't know. You're probably right.
I think the wheels fall off a little bit before that.
Right. When you're starting quarterback.
Here comes the Avalanche of Patriot calls.
Right.
Yeah, good. You really think that you're going to the Super Bowl three years
from now? 3 years, we're going to L.A., baby.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, starting for your New England Patriots, Mike Glennon.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus.
Yeah. Who's going to play quarterback for you, Boyer?
A lightning strike, nail you in the head.
Things are going to get really, really real 3 years from now.
Yeah, that's going to be strange.
Focus on Atlanta and Miami. Those are the next two.
Well, I have friends in Atlanta and Miami. It's funny because if you took the towns where I have friends, or the towns where there's professional football teams, I probably have friends in two-thirds of them. And we have yet to go to a city, including this year, where I know anybody.
Well, the best is that apparently, and Fred, you told me this yesterday, Media Row, where they put all the different radio stations, is in the food court of the Mall of America.
Yeah, and I can only imagine the Mall of America won't be terrifying at 5 in the morning. Just the vastness of it.
The size of it,
And that no one's there.
Yeah.
And it's just, there's a roller coaster in the effing thing. Like, that, it's just going to be terrifying to, like, walk in there. Like, you know how creepy it's going to be with nothing open?
Yeah.
And, like, just steel gates all over everything and you're walking in?
At least there'll be food available.
I'm just going to say, on the plus side, when we're done, there are a lot of options.
I'm not trying to be all right, but I just remember the one time that Big Papa came in, Papa John,
and the Phoenix entourage,
and it was like, he brought in, like, what, 10 pizzas? And it was just a feeding frenzy of dudes with Hawaiian shirts. Just
it was gone in, like, 2 seconds. And by the way, that was another thing about Phoenix that was great, is that they basically peed on you on the way in. They treated you like absolute crap. What I will give Houston is that they treated the radio media the best of any of the ones we've gone to.
Yeah, they were great. Houston was great. It was a great experience.
Oh, yeah, I got nothing to complain about Houston.
Yeah.
I just liked Indianapolis probably a little bit more because we could walk everywhere, and it was 6 o'clock when we went on the air. But I have no complaints about Houston.
Kind of scared of the Gumps. A lot of Gumps in Indianapolis. A lot of people with their mouths
open. Yeah, I thought it was great.
Peyton Manning.
Well, I got news for you. If you're taking the day off from work to go stand in a convention center and do nothing, people aren't really familiar with this, but if you go to the Super Bowl like a week early, there's not a whole lot to do. Like, there's, you know, like a fan experience that's lame. My suggestion would be to go on a Friday and leave on Monday.
Get there Friday.
Get there Friday and leave on Monday. It would be my advice to all of you. We'll tell you how you can get tickets to that, as I have already blown
that opportunity because we're having a worse than Brady contest. We'll tell you how to get involved. But no commercials here, just the headlines. We talked to Brandon Merriweather.